Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What's going on, everybody? It is your not Pat host today. It is BJ. So today we have a very special episode of That's What I Call Gay Life. We do not have our usuals for this episode. I have decided to put together a crack team of individuals heavy on the crack to put this episode together. This is what I call the B team. The B is for best. So with us today, we have Adam.
Yo.
And Reese.
What's up, party people?
And today we're talking about relationships and love and all that gooey nonsense. So I wanted to put this together because originally when I started the That's What I Call Gay Life episodes, it was forcing other people to relive their trauma so I could get a boyfriend. And so far that has not worked out because our episodes have actually kind of turned into like the state of the world, as much as it's on fire, actual issues that like we have had personally. So I'm going to do a quick sort of roundabout interview so everybody can get to know our new subcast members. I'm just gonna call you cast members. Pat's probably gonna message me and be like, they're not cast members yet, not until you sign the contract in blood and give the Slenderman a handy. It's spooky month, that's fine. So Reese, how long have I known you?
Too long. It's been 11 years.
Oh my god,
I know, right?
You know too much.
Mm-hmm.
I've known you too long to make you an enemy, but so I have to keep you a friend.
Absolutely. I know where the bodies are buried.
And how long, and you are married.
I am married.
How long have, I'm just going to call him Special K. How long? No.
No.
What's an approved nickname from his husband?
He doesn't have one. You know the only nickname I use.
You have no other nickname other than that?
No.
Oh my god.
Why would I have another nickname for him?
I only call him
one thing.
Like, if you want to call him like a pet name in front of his parents or something.
Babe. Like, I call him Babe.
Okay. Well, just he'll be Babe.
What did you think I was saying?
Oh, I thought it was like some.
No.
I thought it was something
dirty.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Babe.
It's Babe. Okay.
He's the Babe. So,
How long have you and Babe been together total?
8.5 years.
Oh my gosh. And how long have you and Babe been married?
2 years.
Wow.
2 years, 2 months.
Look at you still counting.
Aw, I'll always count.
Aw. All right.
It's
and
like a man in prison. You gotta mark the days on the wall.
Boo! Prison wedding joke, prison marriage jokes, low hanging fruit. Adam, how long have I known you?
I think it's going on 6 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how long have you been, I was going to say, should we designate a pet name for, I mean, I could use the name I gave him in the group chat, but I don't know if he'd appreciate that.
I mean, we could go with Dad Butt, Daddy
Butt. Dad Butt, go with Dad Butt. How long have you respond
to him every once in a while when it's either the like a sonar echo and it just goes putt butt putt butt putt butt putt butt, or sometimes I respond with Dad Butt. He calls me pup butt. I am pup butt.
And I've witnessed this, y'all. It's kind of hilarious because literally I stayed with them during an event called Tidal Wave down here in Orlando. Most of the gays know it. But I roomed with them and I was literally just sitting there and out of nowhere he would just go butt butt, and I'd look up, I'd be like, who are you talking to? He's like, Adam. And I'm like, he's in the bathroom. And he's like, yeah, I know, I just want him to hear me. And I'm like, okay. All right, so Dad Butt, how long have you and Dad Butt been dating?
A year as of like next week.
Wow.
Sorry. Is it next?
Here you go.
You got to edit that.
Next. I'm just double checking on the calendar what week it is right now, because I'm like, yes, it is next week. So around Halloween, basically, last year.
All right, and y'all have been doing this long distance for the entire time. That's another episode I want to do at some point. Long distance, but you just got back from a
extended stay
playing house.
Yes,
and for those of you that don't know, I was very upset when Adam left. I even took a picture of him in the car when he was heading home after we had dinner before he left town, and Scott. Looking, I'll have them edit that out. Dad Butt said that he couldn't find Adam, and I was like, oh, did he come back? He's like, no, he's just. And then Adam was like, no, I'm just in the living room. And I was like, oh, I sounded way too excited right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. And everything's going good in both of y'all's relationships, at least from what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, very much so.
Good deal. So let's see if I can, you know, mess with that. anyway, so I want to get started with Reese. When you and Babe, I'm gonna have to write these down. When you and Babe first met, what was your initial impression? Like, were you just like, this dude's super cute, and did you think you would ever like date him, let alone marry him?
Oh God. You really are trying to ruin our relationship, aren't you? So when I first met him, yes, I thought he was amazingly attractive. However, I was in a me phase where I didn't want to date or like be in a relationship. I wanted to be single and mingle and all of that. So I definitely did not think we'd ever date. I certainly did not think that nearly a decade later we'd be married, but, looking back now, I'm glad we are.
And Adam, how did you first meet Dad Butt? I don't think I ever found out how y'all met.
Facebook.
Just really?
Random thirst ads on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah.
Thirst ads.
I'm pretty sure it was a thirst ad. He knew a bunch of people that I already knew. And so, yeah.
Who approached who first?
Go ahead. Okay. So chatted. And then I think just the first time we had met, I was... Like, I have family up in Connecticut, and he's, you know, just a train hop away. It's a bit of a trek, but, you know, I was already in town, kind of,
So I made a little trip to sidebar trip to go hang out with him, in quotation marks. but that was several years ago. I think he was definitely chasing after me for a while. But like, I mean, it was long distance, so we never thought things, you know, I didn't really entertain it as much. But yeah, that was, you know, one weekend, Halloween, we got together and we were just like, we spent the entire weekend there. I had my own Airbnb, he had his, but I spent the entire time at his, so yeah.
Huh. That's a lot less salacious than I expected.
Yeah.
But I just can't get over the face. Like, was it an ad for like a bear event or something?
I honestly can't remember. We had chatted on Facebook, like I said, for a while before I met him. And then we continued to chat throughout the years, and then yeah.
So Reese, you said when you initially met Babe, you were mm-hmm. like, I'm not in a relationship, I don't want all this. So when did y'all start hanging out? Or was it like, did he ask you out or you ask him out? And what made you say yes? What actually made you say yes to like that first date?
So we met at a bar and it was during Bear Happy Hour. So we saw each other the first week and then like the second week, and it was every Wednesday, as you well remember.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it was like a few weeks probably, and then he was like, hey, you know, I want to take you on a date. And I was like, no, I'm super not dating. Like, I'm not doing that. And so I resisted him for a while. He and I have different recollections as to the time. I think it was longer than he says it was, but apparently I caved in, and so I agreed to go on a date. So it was like a month and a half before we went on our like first official date, and it was romantic and sweet, and he was late which anyone who knows me knows that that's probably like my ultimate pet peeve. Punctuality is like extremely important to me, but and he knew he had fucked up because I passive aggressively posted on Facebook, and literally as he was walking up to me, he read his Facebook.
Oh no.
Or he read my post on Facebook. And I even remember what it said. It said, "Dear boys, if you plan to date me, make sure you're on time."
I remember that post. Aw. Aw.
And wow. He's been late to everything we've ever done ever since.
Like, so because you were resisting him initially, were you even nervous at all at the first date, or were you like, I have the power of play, I have all the power in this situation?
I wasn't nervous, but I don't really like do power dynamics in relationships or dating. So I was like, you know, I'm here and I'm going to walk around this little lake, even if he doesn't show up, and I'm probably going to go and get dinner, even if he doesn't. And, you know, we'll see how this goes. And he showed up late, but he showed up, and then we went and had some drinks and got dinner. And yeah.
What made you say yes to a second date? Did you not say yes to a second date?
No, I did, but it was because on the first date we realized that we had a deep connection.
Oh, thankfully podcasting is not a visual media.
Right.
But you know, you had a spark. You had a spark. You had the chemistry.
Yeah, we definitely had a spark. Yeah. And he's beautiful and smart and funny and like all the good things, you know.
I will agree.
And that booty.
Now, Adam, so you guys technically went, so you did like your first date when you went to go visit him, quote unquote date. What made you decide to like see him again? Or was he just like, I'm coming down to see you again?
No, I mean, I think it just felt natural. We meshed really well. Like I said, like we had, different plans for, we didn't have any real plans for Halloween, but like we ended up spending the entire weekend together. I think that was telling. And then he had already had plans to come back, down to Fort Lauderdale for Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm. And he was already there, and he was just like, hey, come down. And I was like, okay. So I spent a little bit of time then, and then, you know, Christmas came around, and I was already, again, in town. Because of family, and so I spent some time during Christmas, and then it's like, oh hey, we've, you know, spent 3 months together and basically all the major holidays together recently, and it just kind of kept on seeing each other, and it kept on getting deeper and deeper, and just like very very quickly felt right.
Okay. Now I get to ask the fun questions. Was there a point? Let's see who I'll go with this one first. I'll go with Reese. This is something that I actually have an issue with, because people will be like, oh, I'm dating somebody, and be like, oh, that's cute. And then like, you know, a week or two, or maybe a month later, they're like, oh, my babe, like my boyfriend. And I'm like, when did y'all have that conversation? And then they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, did y'all have like a formal conversation on like, we are together officially? And most people are like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean? How did you just know? And they're like, I just know. And I'm like, that's a bullshit answer. I fucking hate that. So with that in mind, Reese, when did you know that you and babe were in a, like, you were in it?
We definitely did have like a formal discussion about,
yes,
it. Yeah.
Vindication.
Yeah. And so we had gone out to the coast to visit his brother, and we went out on an airboat. We airboated all day, hung out, all that, spent several hours out at the coast. And then on the way back, we were driving, and babe got a text asking it, from his brother, asking like if we were together. And babe was like, well, I don't know. And then he was like, what do I tell him? And I was like, well, do you want to be boyfriends? And he was like, yes. And I was like, okay, then let's be boyfriends. I mean, it was a very clear, I wanted to like get his expectation, and then we agreed on the terminology. So yeah.
Oh, see, I thank you so much.
That's how real people do it. That, like, you don't just accidentally come into a relationship.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Although, come on, Adam, prove me wrong.
Did y'all have like a full on? I know you had told me you had had a couple discussions before,
we've had several discussions. So I think the first kind of small discussion happened during that first Christmas break. I was recommended to ask him about relationships and if he was interested in pursuing one, and I wanted us both to be on the same page. I didn't want to go into this with like, oh, I'm expecting maybe something more and he's not. So but he's told me later that that kind of showed him that I was very serious about this and us. It didn't happen until later that we there were times here or there he's like, we could be boyfriends, I think this could work out, but I think there was the kind of official coming out when I went to an event up north, he's just like, I'm going to introduce you as my boyfriend and you're going to do the same. And that's, you know, yeah. So.
See, when people ask me what's my emotional porn, it's this exact segment right here. Because it's,
where you're vindicated.
I'm completely vindicated, like 100%. Because like just the people, a lot of people I know, they're very much, I get being into the flowy feelings. Like I'm all for the flowers and farting rainbows and all that bullshit. But it's I guess maybe because I'm old now, or I'm a year away from 40, so I'm almost old. Like I can, because to me. Like it's to some people, actually, I was gonna say there's a list of people we all know, that whole like, are we actually a thing? And then like, do you want to be a thing? Yes. That's found to be like unromantic because a lot of people get addicted to the chase. A lot of people get addicted to that whole like the kind of the adrenaline of it. Like you don't know where you stand, but you like, you're really into this person, but you don't want to be the first one to make the move. Like, that whole kind of Saved by the Bell mentality, like, I can't stand it.
You could tell from our faces that we obviously can't stand that either. Yeah
but like, everybody
I'm
listening,
here snarling.
They both of them got fart face, like somebody snuck into the room and just like farted everywhere. It's a very nice vindicating moment for me. But so with that. And clearly both of you, like, I was going to ask, like, has communication been an issue, but clearly not. Because personally for me, like any relationship, like professional, familial, friendship, romantic, all hinges on communication. And Jesus, with that one question I just asked, I was like, well, these people are a masterclass on communication.
I will say there have been communication issues, but, we have been very good at working through them pretty efficiently. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Like, we've definitely had miscommunications, but when they are identified, we very quickly move to resolve them and find common ground, like, yeah. and clarify. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
we have a conversation.
That's the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So let's say a time machine is created and you can go back in time and potentially meet them sooner. Would you do that, Reese? Would you manipulate circumstances to try and meet Babe sooner? Or would you let everything play out, warts and everything? Would you let it all play out exactly the same way?
I mean, there's two answers, of course. Like, there's the, yes, I wish that I was with him longer because then we could have shared more time together. But also, the man that I found 8.5 years ago would not have been the one that I wanted earlier than that. You know, I'm like, no. So I, no.
Still, you would still kiss all the frogs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you need the frogs so that you know when you've got the prince.
Oh, that's oh, nice. I'll have to write that one down. It's good. Put that on it. Put that on some merch.
The bad thing is some of the frogs are going to listen to this podcast.
You know what? Sometimes the only reason some people listen to the podcast is because I 100% lie to them and I tell them, but hey, we're like, talking shit about you.
So like, yeah. So they're your frogs, but they're someone else's prince at some point. Like, it's just because they're your frogs doesn't mean there's not someone else's prince. Like,
totally
that's another thing. Yeah.
Totally, I mean, agree.
Scalies do exist, so no, that's fair.
They're both, yeah, they're frogs and princes, right?
So Adam, yeah. I was gonna say, would you go back in time to meet Dadbutt sooner?
No. Like he said, you know, you know, he's mentioned to me before that his past relationships have made him into like he's learned from them. I've learned from my relationships. So like, yeah, sometimes you need that to actually get into the right one. So yeah, I think we've met each other at a good time in both of our lives.
It's, I was going to say, it's all about timing. So Reese, if you could, let me see. No, I'll save that for the end. That's a nice little, I have another little sweet nugget for y'all. Here's the thing, Reese, have you done something that you thought you're like, oh, I fucked up. Like, I have fucked this up. Like, you don't have to go into massive detail, obviously, but have you ever been afraid that like, it's just going to fizzle out? Like, have you been scared about like the future of your relationship at some point?
Yes, but only because I fucked up. Yeah, like yeah.
So he's like I was gonna say. So it's 100%. You're like, I'm the one that probably destroyed it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think all relationships have challenges, and of course they're on like both sides. But yes, the question you asked was, did I ever think that I fucked up bad enough to destroy the relationship? Yes, to that question, I certainly did. And it proved how absolutely amazing he is, so.
Oh. Wow, this is way sweeter than I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. Adam, have you done anything where you have potentially you thought you may have damaged the relationship?
I'm trying to think. Not really. I think I've had doubts here and there when we were having like these miscommunications. But as soon as we started working through any one of those, and there's only been like two or three cases. I think once we started to talk them out and form kind of plans and that kind of stuff, that strengthened things.
No. So with that said, we are actually getting down to the wire on our microsode. It's pretty fast. And I think I have hatched an evil plan. I may ask, I was going to say, I'm asking two halves of two separate relationships. Does that work? Is the math there?
Mm-hmm.
One half. Okay. Yeah. I'll see if I can somehow like finagle your partners on for like a part deux. Cause I was going to say, I have witnessed a good chunk of y'all's relationships from like y'all's point of view, but like getting the tea from them would be delicious, especially depending on how piping hot it is and how it lines up with everything y'all have said. so I have to be a goblin at some point. I can't not be a goblin.
When are you not a goblin?
I've been pretty sweet during this episode. Okay. I actually sat down and was like, no, that's a tabloid question. No, that's a tabloid. Pat's probably sitting there on the editing thing like, I want the drama, bitch. but that's why I thought you two were really good for this episode, because, like I said, your communication is great. I know you wouldn't shy away from, if you screwed up something, you wouldn't be like, yeah, no, it was totally fucking me. So I'm going to do a speed round for a quick minute or two. Adam, one word to describe your experience in this relationship.
Oh, God.
It's just like... You may not think such a word exists.
Yeah, right? You see, like, now I have to think, so I can't just, like, blurt it out.
Adam is our resident himbo, so...
Yeah, I mean, like, my first thought was two words, but, yeah. I was gonna say damaged butthole. No!
Oh, I chose correct. I chose correct.
One word? Oh.
One word.
A few moments later.
I'm trying to... I'm like, love. No, I don't want to do something... Like, this is hard, because I have to choose something that is, like, good, but, like, not cliche.
This is why I started with you.
Yeah, because I was gonna like stumble and fall and not know what to do.
Yeah. Because you're in a newer relationship and it's something you're still thinking about. It's something, but it's right, a blindsided like, question.
Right. Yeah.
For somebody
yeah.
less
this
prepared
is a
for
blindsided
it.
Of question that I wouldn't think about.
A few minutes later.
I will say fitting.
We got there. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
All right, Reese, you.
Same question?
Yep.
Oh, well, I haven't had any time to prepare. synchronicity.
Ooh.
Oh, you had the same fucking word just better than me. God damn it.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. And next up, if you, Reese.
Yep.
No, I think I want to go to Adam again because it's too much fun. Adam, if you had any kind of advice for Reese, what would it be? Relationship advice, any.
I don't...
Butthole damage.
I don't. They have a great relationship. I don't have anything.
It doesn't matter. Anything. It could be tax advice. Just any advice that you think would potentially enrich their relationship.
I don't. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to give any advice because, like I said, I think they have great relationship. Like, they both have, like, I think they have good lives. So, like, who am I to fucking give any advice? That's...
Oh, I say Reese dancing in the corner. All right, Reese, what advice would you give Adam?
Follow your bliss.
Boo.
Like, do what makes you happy. Yeah.
Boo. Yeah. Why don't you tell him to live, laugh, and love?
No, okay. I mean, like, use lots of lube and go slow.
Yeah, we do that.
I mean, it's practical.
Yeah.
Or don't. I mean, it depends on your mood.
All right. And now, I want to say final question. What advice would you have for me, Reese? You can read me for Phil. That's completely fine.
No. Relationship advice?
Yeah.
Or like tax advice?
No, relationship advice.
Like, I would say, but like, this is all shit you know. Have more confidence in yourself. Duh. Also, be okay with silence.
That's a little bit of a read, but also good advice, so I'm okay with it.
I mean, it is, but I feel like you have to fill the silence. Like, you're uncomfortable with it being quiet, so, like, you talk.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam?
It's similar to what Reese said, but, like, my first thought was, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let other people be hard on you.
Hard in on me or in me?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. Yeah. So you guys, we did it. We did the thing. I'm very proud of us. Like, it's my first time like actually hosting the episode, so hopefully people liked the sound of my voice. I can't stand the sound of my voice. So I will not be listening to this episode.
Have we done what needed to be done?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you guys did a great job. It was
Does
fun.
Does it serve?
It serves.
Did we slay?
Yeah. Two healthy, like one healthy long-term relationship and one healthy short-term relationship. And which is definitely on its way to the long-term because Adam, you are taking a big step this holiday season with Dad Butt. Aren't you?
Yes.
Is he meeting some people?
Did I already mention that to you somehow when
you did.
Was it right now? Am I that forgetful?
Yeah, I mean Is he meeting your family this holiday season?
Probably.
Okay. That's a big step. It's exciting and like no. So yeah. I've met Babe's family with Reese, and clearly they have a strong like of him.
Yeah, I have them all tricked.
And to clarify, by probably I mean yes, we just have to figure out the specifics.
The logistics of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, are you nervous?
No.
That's the quickest answer you've given me tonight. No.
Yep.
No. So, anyway, well, thank you guys for listening to us. Feel free to follow us, review us, and I look forward to having Reese and Adam back as part of my B team for the next chunk of salacious episodes. I do have kind of an after dark series of topics ranging everywhere from like hookups to pornography, all of the things that Pat's like, I'm not talking about that on the podcast. So You better find other people to do it. So anyway, have a good night. You too have a wonderful night. Thank you for doing this. And bye, bitch.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.